Okay, so as you can see from today's topic, we are going to be talking about the four L's of leadership. Now, this is done from the book that I helped John with. I think we're going on 4 years ago now. It was The Power of Five for Network Marketing. And what we were going through is different powers, five different leadership characteristics that you need in order to lead and be successful in network marketing. So this topic was specifically about why leading matters. And for those of you jumping on, you know leading is important because you have a team, you have a group of people that you are working with in order to reach your goals and to succeed with what you are trying to accomplish with your business. So today we're going to be talking about, why leading others matters, how to lead well with the four L's of leadership. And the first L is live. You have to live what you say because leadership is visual. People will buy into you before they buy into your vision and what you are telling them to do. See, leaders are people that go the way, show the way, and know the way, where managers are people that point the way and tell people to go the way and make orders for people to go in the direction. So for you, living a life of what you say, your words and your actions line up is what really gives you a foundation of leadership, which causes people to want to follow you. See, some people will follow people in the beginning because they're just getting started, and you, being the person that's been in it longer than them, or a person that's been in it longer than them, they automatically think they should be following them. But all of a sudden, if they realize that their actions and their words don't line up, they begin to search out and look for the person whose words and actions line up. They look for the true leader. I say it all the time. In our industry, there's a big difference between leaders and earners. There are top earners who may not have the leadership skills yet because they rose to success fast and they're learning along the way as they're developing to be a better leader. And then there are people that have been in leadership for a long time. So there's people that develop these skills, and that's what we want you to do early on in your business and your ongoing training because of the fact that the better that you get, the better your team will be. When the leader gets better, everybody gets better. So number one, live what you say. The number two L is lift. You need to lift people up by adding value to them. See, when you add value to others, you're not just lifting yourself up, you're taking it off of yourself and bringing it down to your team. You are becoming a servant leader. When you lift your team up and you lift others up, it will more than likely propel you further because you have more people along for the ride. Now, there's a big difference between lifting people and dragging people, and you need to learn the difference. Lifting people is adding value, pushing them to places that they've never gone before. Dragging people is needing someone to do something in order for you to reach that next level, in order for you to go to that next step. That is a little bit different because of the fact that the focus isn't on bringing them up, it's dragging somebody to where you're going so that you can get there. So you need to make sure that you will add value to people today. You will think, what is their needs above yours? Now, the great thing about our business and why I love network marketing so much is because we can't be more successful until we help others be successful. It is the only business model that has to be a win-win for everybody involved. Then the other thing is, what can you say that can encourage them today? When you encourage them, you add value. Look for ways to improve their life and your life will improve. The next thing that you can do is share what you're learning. So if you are watching this and you don't see any of your team watching this, maybe you should share this in your team page. Maybe you should add them to the group so that they can learn along with you. Or take quotes back and use them and share them with your team. When you take something that you learn and you teach it to somebody else, it actually helps cement it even more in your mind. And then ask yourself, what are things that you're doing that could inspire and lift up the people around you? So number one, live what you say. Number two, lift people by adding value. Number three, love the people that you lead. Now, guys, one of the core human desires is to know and feel that they are loved. That is something across the board that is hardwired into every single human being's DNA. They are looking for love. So when you deal with your team, when you are leading people, lead out of love, out of wanting the best for others. Because the question that you need to ask yourself is, if you don't love the team, if you don't love the people, well, why are you leading them? If it's all about you, what it turns into is it turns into manipulation and management. And manipulation and management will only get you so far. I heard a question asked quite a bit, and it's one of those things that Ed Milet likes to ask a lot, is looking through everything that you've gone through and where you're at today, would you say it's worth it? Now, you hear the people all the time say, yes, it was absolutely worth it. Everything that I went through was worth it. The heartache, the trouble, the tribulations, the trials, all of the things that I had to go through to get to where I'm at, the things that I had to sacrifice, the things that I gave up, totally worth it. Well, the reason why that happens is because the people that go out and they manipulate and they manage and they do things that is only set for them, they lack the purpose. They lack the fulfillment. They are still looking, they are still trying, they are still using to get what it is that they want, which if they would just learn that loving and helping others is what brings the fulfillment, is what brings the satisfaction, which brings everything that you're doing together cohesively so that you're having success and significance at the same time. So, questions to ask. Ask your people, do you like me? You can normally tell when the people on your team like you. The thing that you want to ask them is, can I help you? And the thing that they're asking you is, can I trust you? So make sure that when you are interacting with your team, you're doing it from a place of love because of the fact that that will help move mountains for you and your team. So number one, live what you say. Number two, lift people and add value. Number three, love the people that you lead. And number four, look for potential leaders to mentor. See, we love layered leadership because guess what? You will outgrow your team. Your team will grow and grow and grow and grow until there's a point where you are the cap of the team because there's only one of you and you can't go around and help every single person in your organization, every person in your team you can't touch. But guess what? If you are developing that next leader has the ability to impact and influence people along with you. So now, instead of it just being addition and multiplication, you have a group of people that are going out and multiplying on their own. That is how your team expands and grows, is by you creating that next level of leadership. And then within them, creating that next level of leadership. You want to have layers and layers and layers of leadership in order to have a large worldwide organization. Because think about it, if you're here in the US and you have a team in another country, you need to work on developing that leader that you have in that country so that they can go and expand leadership into their area, because you may not physically be able to ever be in that country. But guess what? They are. They're the boots on the ground. They're the ones that you could develop to go and change lives in that country. So look for potential leaders to mentor. So how do you do that? You look for people who are producing results, people that are attracting others to themselves. So some people have natural leadership ability, and you'll see that because they will have people gathering around them. And then look for people who want leadership responsibility. Do you have people that are asking you if they can, do trainings? Can they help you in any way? They're looking for ways to be a leader. And see, when you find that person, you need to spend some extra time developing them. So again, it goes back to what are you teaching? If you have that person that you're like, ooh, they might be a leader, spend time intentionally pouring into them, recommending podcasts, recommending these lessons, recommending quotes. Give them things that can help develop them. What are you learning? Help them with that. So look for potential leaders to mentor so that your organization can flourish even when you're not there. So again, the four L's of leadership that we went over today. Number one, live what you say. Number two, lift people by adding value to them. Number three, most importantly, love the people that you lead. There's no sense in leading them if you're not loving them. Number four, look for potential leaders to rise up and mentor and expand your team. Guys, I hope this helped. Make sure you share it with somebody on your team today, that person that you might be looking to mentor and raise up as that next level leader in your organization. Guys, go out and make it an amazing day. Hope your day is as awesome as you are.